Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live Light, Perverted Pill. This is a story about an accident, perhaps, a side effect that maybe you were not expecting, some inspiration for a later time. And it all started at a convention. I'm sure you know the feeling. Big conventions with hundreds, thousands of people. Sounds from everywhere. So many different sights to see. Colors, shapes, it's almost like being overloaded with information. It can still be very interesting and very exciting and valuable to go to one. Oftentimes they contain a lot of fascinating things to observe and to take in. Then again, it can also be a bit too much sometimes. Aren't you lucky when you find a very interesting stall? Some company you don't quite remember which one has a pill to help you feel good. It says that it has many interesting effects and everyone has universally lauded the sensations. Since they are giving it out for free, and of course it is during a convention, so why not? The pill itself is not even that big. And when you put it in your mouth, it almost immediately dissolves. There's a very nice flavor that seems to swirl around your mouth. A soft, tingly sensation, almost like a very mild fizzy drink. And this feeling sort of grows, spreading through your mouth, your throat, your head. This wonderful, soft, tingly feeling that could definitely be relaxing. As you continue to walk around the convention, you begin to notice yourself relaxing. It's like the crowds around you are becoming less and less important. Your body is just feeling nice and comfy. And even though it hasn't even been that long, you're surprised at just how nice it feels to go with the flow for a bit. It makes it very easy to look around, to listen to what you want to listen to. It makes it very comfortable to just relax and go with the flow. This continues for a little while until you begin to notice that some of your thoughts may be a little less innocent. It's hard to pinpoint exactly where or how it started. Maybe there was a shape that you saw that looked a little sexual. Maybe there was a sound that felt naughty. Maybe you even smelled something that reminded you of something physical. It's almost as if you're becoming aware of how your body feels, how your mind is thinking of these different ways that it could feel. Here at the convention, there would be so many naughty ways to experiment. You wouldn't even need anything, just a hand innocently beneath the tote bag or standing against something, absentmindedly grinding or pressing. Or even considering how a simple movement of your own arm, your own hands, could brush over something sensitive. I wonder if you're surprised by your own fantasies at this point, as they are getting more and more perverted, as if the things that you considered taboo are popping up. Those fantasies that you've pushed away for being too naughty, even though you secretly like them, are returning. It's as if you can't stop yourself going with this flow of deeper and deeper perversion. Why not? Think these things. Nobody can see what you're thinking. You don't have to do anything. You can just imagine. Fantasize about the various possibilities, both here and elsewhere, alone or with people. The more you walk around, the more you get inspired. So many different feelings, fantasies, flutters, all tempting you, inviting you with some terrible temptation, teasing your mind. And it just keeps going, doesn't it? Initially, you may have attempted to hold back or slow it down somehow, but, well, it's kind of nice. Even though they are very naughty thoughts, things that you definitely shouldn't be thinking about, although it's just your mind. It's all happening inside of your head. It's not like you're acting on the fantasies yet. You've been walking for a while now, your head definitely somewhere else. And you accidentally bump into someone you know. They start talking and you kind of zone out. You reply, but your own lips, your words, you have no idea what was being said. You're still fantasizing, aren't you? Thinking about things that so many people here, eyes everywhere, although nobody is really paying attention. You kind of absentmindedly said goodbye to your friend and continued walking. You think you gave some kind of excuse of wanting to go to a presentation, or you don't even remember what you said, and it doesn't matter. As you look around, some people draw your attention. Momentarily, you wonder if they know what you're thinking. Did they take the same pill? Are they feeling the way you're feeling? And you're so affected by it, you can still kind of taste it in your mouth. You notice that you haven't been breathing the same way for a while now. You keep getting distracted, but the distractions feel so nice. They feel so good, so taboo. It's a word that you shouldn't enjoy, but you know you do. Those perverted fantasies that flutter through your mind and penetrate deep inside. They pierce through those blank thoughts, all those rules and limitations you're used to. It would be so naughty to. Every thought almost doesn't even get time to be finished before another one. Well, you could call it intruding, but you welcome them. All those feelings, all those cravings mixing together. You're so open right now. What would it be like to talk to someone else here that has taken the same perverted pill? Would you know? Would you recognize their blank look, the slight blush on their cheeks, the gentle movements that show not everything is equally comfortable? Some parts of their body are a little more sensitive than others. And looking around, you imagine them glowing like yourself, emanating some kind of visible emotion, audible craving, some kind of pheromone that just betrays you. And yet, people walk by you without knowing what you're feeling. The crowds pass you by. And as you travel past them, part of you wonders, what if, what if, what if? It keeps going, keeps exploring new perverted fantasies. You know the ones. Those that you try to hold back because they're just too naughty, too taboo. The ones you want to explore, but... And that's okay. It's okay to fantasize, to open your mind to all these naughty things. I wonder if you'd take a second one. Is this feeling something you enjoy, something you like to have happen? Where your own fantasies are running out of control and you can't help but be faced with them? This feeling where your own perversion is highlighted to yourself? Like a giant mirror showing your mind how naughty it really is. I don't think that I have the words to express it accurately. But I don't have to, because you know. And faced with this, faced with the revealing of these thoughts, these fantasies, faced with how they are pulled up into your conscious mind, it gets a little harder to push them down again, doesn't it? At some point, the effects of the pill will begin to fade, but your memories of the fantasies will be as vivid as ever. So I do wonder, would you have one again? And would you want it alone? Or walking along a crowd again? I guess we'll have to find out. You pervert. Wake. Open your eyes and let yourself return to awareness. And remember those fantasies. Good. Enjoy. And I hope they inspire some dreams.